Edda, look, there's Anna.
Let's go and say hello to her.
Hey, Anna.
Hey. Long time no see. How are you?
Thanks, I'm fine. And you?
We are fine, too.
Are you free? We can go for a cup of coffee if you want.
Great idea. Let's go.
So, what are your plans for summer vacation?
My plan for the summer vacation is to travel. I have worked during the semester in a hotel so that I can afford it and enjoy the summer. I travel together with a friend who also studies here at HHU. We became close friends, and shortly after that we decided to make a trip through some countries only equipped with a backpack. I'm happy that we finally have vacations because the semester felt like a decade.
But isn't it very expensive to travel as a student?
Well, it depends. It can be expensive, but if you plan your trip very early, then you can get amazing offers. There are many low-cost airlines. I guess you've already heard of them. We booked, for example, a flight from Berlin to Athens for only 10 euro. Sounds like a joke, but it's not. The most important is to book in the right time. This saves you a lot of money and a lot of stress.
Oh, okay, I understand. So, where are you going?
We will first visit my friend from childhood who studies in Berlin. She'll show us around town and also show us some places which not many people know about. I'm really excited about this. Moreover, my friend offered us to stay with her in her flat, which makes the trip even more cheaper. After visiting the city for 3 days, we will take the plane to Athens. I've heard about a million things that you should do when you're in Athens. The beach parties are said to be crazy. And also, I'm really looking forward to visit the ancient Greek places like Acropolis, which is a must-see when you're in Athens.
I've been in Athens last year and it's a really beautiful city with a lot of history to discover.
Sounds amazing. And then you're returning to Düsseldorf?
No, there will be a last stop in Milan, where we'll stay for 5 days. Right now, we are also thinking about visiting Venice, which is not so far away, but we are not quite sure. We'll decide when we are in Milan, because we have to see if we can combine it with the money which is left. When traveling, you should always keep in mind the money you have, because if you don't do so, you will have a little problem.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I can't travel, because I have to work and earn money.
What are you going to do in the semester holidays then?
My plan for the summer holidays is to work like hell. Since I don't have enough time to work that much during the semester, I'm going to work 8 weeks this holiday to earn more money and to treat myself to something. I will work in a big company 8 hours a day and 5 days a week with thousands of other students and teenagers who also just work on holidays.
But won't it be exhausting? Don't you just want to relax after all that university stress?
Well, probably it will be very hard, but at the end of the day I will remember what I get for my hard work. I mean, sure, I would like to do absolutely nothing after all the exams, but by doing nothing you get nothing. Maybe I can also plan a short trip the last 2 weeks before the new semester begins.
That would be a good idea. Have you ever worked in a company before? How did you become aware of that workplace?
Actually, I have never worked there before, but my father has been working there for centuries. So I asked him to transmit my CV and soon I got an offer. First I was scared of the work because I never worked in a company, only in little shops in a shopping mall. But then I heard some friends will also work there at the same time, so I calmed down a bit.
I also worked in a company twice and I can say it's worth it. Sure, you have to get accustomed to the first days, but after a while, time flies, and at the end you earn a lot of money and you also gain experience as well.
So what about you, Elif? What are you going to do?
I will do an internship in a practice for speech therapy for 6 weeks. I'm so excited and hope that I can put my acquired knowledge from university into practice.
Ah, cool. Is that your first internship or have you done others before?
No, I've done hundreds of internships. As you know, I'm studying linguistics and I want to see which area is the best for me. I did internships in each holiday, but in different areas. The first one, for example, was in an interpreter's office, where my task was to translate difficult text. The second was in a news agency, where I worked with journalists.
Which one do you prefer?
Well, I must admit that the translating part was very challenging for me. I didn't like that so much because it was too monotonous. Sitting in the office and translating millions of complicated texts from English to German. In my office, it was like a shoebox, so horrible. Working with journalists was the best experience I ever had. We were in action every day. Some days we were sitting in the office and writing the reports, but most of the time we were outside at accident sites. I can imagine being a journalist, but I will never sit in an office as an interpreter. I'm very excited about the speech therapy. I think it won't be monotonous, but rather interesting because of patients with different speech impediments. Maybe I will like the treatment of these speech impediments more than journalism.
Why don't you enjoy your holidays in different countries and travel like Anna?
I prefer to gain experiences as much as possible. It's a good chance to make contacts for the future and looks good on my resume. I see all that as a win-win situation because on the one hand I can gain experiences and on the other hand I can see if a particular area or even a job is or isn't for me. The internship is not the whole holidays, so I can enjoy the last 2 or 3 weeks at home or I can travel.
Sounds great. Oh, it's already that late. I didn't see it. I have a lesson now. I need to go. I'm looking forward to hear stories after the holidays.
Okay, see you.
Bye. Bye.